Me tuku mihi anō ki a koutou katoa. Thanks so very much for joining me this evening, Claudette Hawate, on Talk Back Here. E te rangi wā te ono rauma tōri te iarere. Well, kahurangi, Dame Nada Glavish didn't mince her words when she addressed the newly elected Waitemata local board about the location of the National Erebus Memorial that is in Tāmaki. We here in Pōneke, we don't know much about it except for what we're reading in the paper, but we're going to talk to Kahurangi Dame Nada Glavish about this. There has been a protest by the locals and by Mana Whenua around that Erebus Memorial. Why in that spot of Mata Harehare? Here to talk to us, Dame Nada Glavish. She joins us now. Me tuku mihi ki a koe. Kahurangi, thanks very much for joining us. And so you met with the Waitemata local board this week. How did that go?
That went as expected, would be the closest I could come to being absolutely truthful. I can't help, having heard and sat through that meeting yesterday, I cannot help but wonder whether or not there's some backroom agreement that's been done that actually leads the Erebus Memorial after 43 years to be placed here in Mata Harehare Taurarua in Parnell. I can't help but think like that. However, I made it quite clear that I will not stand aside and watch that happen, that we mere mortals would dare to do damage to a tupuna rākau in order to honour a memorial that's 43 years in the making. I am not opposed at all to the memorial, not at all. But I am opposed to that memorial being there in Mata Harehare Taurarua. And so I will not stand aside and allow that to happen. Many discussions were had yesterday, 4.5 hours of it. I explained I was raised by a grandmother, Florette, and my grandmother taught me that when you see something wrong before you, you are duty bound to correct it, or if you don't, you are going to become like it. And there is no way that I have ever, all my life, become like someone else's wrong before me. It didn't make me popular at all. It still doesn't. However, I live in my skin, to Māori mai, and I have no regrets whatsoever. So I will work with many. It's a team effort there in Mata Harehare, and the team will do everything in our power. We have aroha for the whānau who lost their whānau in the Erebus 43 years ago. But I cannot help but wonder, and I have no proof whatsoever, that there was a backroom agreement somewhere that would bring that 43-year-old memorial to Parnell this year. So that's the opening comment I'd like to make. Claudette, thank you for asking.
Yes, this isn't something that you're going to let lie. This is something that you will fight for a very, very long time. Surely the Waitemata Local Board and the Auckland Council, surely they must realise this, that they've got a very formidable opponent and they're up against a very formidable force. But it's more than that, though, isn't it? I mean, this is about our hitori as well. This is about our tūpuna rākau. This is about the wāhi of that area. And this is about a deep-seated history that must be recognised and kept intact. And you're quite right. It's not about Erebus. It's not about the memorial. It is about our history and our place.
Well, they are talking about consultation with iwi. Of course, they spoke with Orake. However, let me say that in actual fact, the land ownership to agree or not agree to that memorial going there is actually sitting with the Waitemata local board, not with any iwi. It is sitting the legal ownership of the land to agree or not agree sits with the Waitemata local board. So what was the sense of any consultation with any iwi if they'd already agreed that that's where it was going to go? The Prime Minister promised me face to face that no harm would become of the Puhutukawa. It would be on her. My response, be it on her before any harm comes. The other thing for us to consider is that same Prime Minister and her cabinet, no doubt, agreed that they would celebrate Matariki with a public holiday. Pohutukawa is one of the stars of Matariki. Why would this government do that? Ministry of Culture and Heritage, they call themselves, do that and actually up in the heavens agree to Matariki and on the earth destroy a Pohutukawa. It does not make any sense whatsoever to me unless there's some backroom agreement happening that none of us will ever know about. But I will not give in.
Yes, I can't help also thinking and agreeing with you about the previous council and their kōrero. I do remember myself making contact with the Waitemata local board chair and deputy chair with the last Waitemata council, and they both refused to kōrero with me about this. So I took that their silence and their refusal to not talk to me as an indication that something had already been set in motion and it's now out of their hands, or it's been made to be out of their hands and out of their jurisdiction.
As well as for us to consider, Claudette, is that this government wants to name all their crown agencies a Māori name. They have given themselves the name Manatū Taonga for the Ministry of Culture and Heritage. And is this what Manatū Taonga means to the Prime Minister and her cabinet? That it's okay to destroy a 200-year-old Pohutukawa tree and say, I will not chop it down. Well, why would you chop it down when you can destroy it from its roots? Because that's exactly where they are going to destroy it from. And who of the public will see that happening? The tree will look like it's flourishing, but underneath, give it time, those roots will tell the tale. We can't allow that to happen by anybody, including the Prime Minister and her cabinet and the Ministry of Culture and Heritage, of which she is the Minister for National Memorials. I will say that openly and outwardly.
the hui with Waitemata, did any of them ask any intelligent questions?
Oh, yes.
Or did any of them have any intelligent statements to make?
Well, there was an insinuation by the Ministry of Culture and Heritage, the new Samoan CEO, who came with his deputy, Māori, and presented that they were there to represent the families. Ministry of Culture and Heritage, I would have thought, was there to represent the culture and heritage of this country, of which that Pohutukawa tree is one of them. It's the largest Pohutukawa, urban Pohutukawa in the country. Why would they even do anything to destroy it? But that's exactly what is happening right now. And we're heading into an election. I hope our people hear us loud and clear. Kia tū Māori, tātou.
Has the Prime Minister reached out yet again to kōrero with you to allay any of your fears at all? Or even, is it worth her reaching out to you again, Dame Nader?
Well, unless she's going to say to me that she agrees she has a responsibility in terms of the Ministry of Culture and Heritage and her other ministers who are a part of it with her, that they will protect the culture and the heritage of this country. They breached the rahui and put a fence up. Mm-hmm. And the fence did nothing more than protect a camera so that from Ministry of Culture and Heritage they could see who was going on in and walking around Matahariari. There has been considerable cost in what they're doing in order for them to destroy the roots of a 200-year-old Pohutukawa tree. They have no interest whatsoever in applying the depth and the breadth of Manatū taonga. The taonga to them is to breach a rahui. That rahui was placed by Ngāti Whātua and Tainui Waka. And they put their fence up around it. And interestingly enough, not one Māori security guarded that fence. The fence was guarded by Tongans and Samoans to ensure nobody went up there and took their fence down. That is interesting, given that the new CEO for the Ministry of Culture and Heritage is Samoan, supposedly to protect the culture of Aotearoa, by wanting to destroy a 200-year-old. That tree was there before the signing of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. Where is the sense in that?
Yes, that's very interesting. It indeed, Dame Nader. Can I just clarify that Culture and Heritage new CEO and the deputy CEO was present at your hui at Waitemata?
Yes, and threatened with an insinuation that if they do not get their own way as MCH, that the likelihood is that they will sue the ratepayers of Waitemata Local Board. So we've got taxpayers suing ratepayers who also pay taxes. And when questioned, "Is that what you mean?" That was the question by a member of the board, the response was, we will investigate every avenue. And that response was given by the CEO of the Ministry of Culture and Heritage.
That sounds like a threat, doesn't it? Well, that is a threat. That's direct
that
threat.
That is definitely
on all of
a threat. And it was questioned that the taxpayers of this country will, and there's many of us who are intrinsically connected to the Tupuna Rākau right throughout the country, are actually threatened with, they're going to sue. The taxpayers will sue the ratepayers of the Waitemata Local Board. So where is the Prime Minister in all of that? She is the Minister of National Memorials. And she cannot escape. She did say to me directly, no harm will be come to that tree, and if it does, it'll be on her. My response, be it on you before any harm comes. And we were standing in Waitangi when that discussion was happening.
Well, that's hugely significant, isn't it? And that is where she goes to say, keep me accountable, Māori. That's where the Prime Minister stands
exactly
and says that here.
She said in Waitangi on the veranda of the whare, there is no distance from this house to that house, from the whare hui to Hobson's house. No distance. Keep me accountable. Well, I certainly intend to do that in order to defend. We are protectors of our Tupuna Rākau. We're not protesters, we are protectors. And funnily enough, we have to protect it from people who carry a name like Manatū Tonga. How ironic is that? I will not fail my grandmother and walk away from this. I will not. And neither would the rest of us who are up there. It is a team effort, I can assure you. That we will be protectors of that Tupuna Rākau. And my response this afternoon or yesterday was, we can always shift a memorial, but we cannot shift the Pohutukawa tree. The time will come when the roots of that Pohutukawa tree will reach the bank and save the bank from slipping. There is no doubt about that. When I asked the arborist who actually advised the Ministry of Culture and Heritage, how come you did not give us a Māori component to your arborist report? His response to me was, I wasn't asked for it. And when I asked the Prime Minister directly, how come you didn't get a Māori arborist? Her response to me was, we couldn't find one. And that's truth I'm speaking. Absolute, utter truth.
I'm also interested in knowing what the Deputy Chief Executive of Māori had to say at that Waitemata Hui, or was that person just there to support the CEO?
It was Glenys Phillips Barbara. She is the deputy, and she is Ngāti Porou. The other significant Pohutukawa tree is in Ngāti Porou.
Mm.
And I did say to her, if your tree in Ngāti Porou was under threat, Would you defend it, or would you do what you are attempting to do to the Pohutukawa tree in Ngāti Whātua? No response. So the CEO and his deputy are aligned to each other's thinking.
Dame Nada Glavish, thank you so very much for joining us this evening. Always wonderful to call it all with you. And
bye-bye.
And we look forward to supporting you and in this kaupapa. Me tuku mihi ki a koe.
Well, I did say to them today, I am prepared to stand in front of any bulldozer or any chainsaw. So e te iwi, pakarongo mai. I know I will not be standing there alone.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for joining us. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora.
Thanks very much to Dame Nada Glavich for joining us. And she's very right. If there was, if it comes to the day where it's her and the bulldozer, it'll be her and the rest of the Māori Nation versus the bulldozer. I feel sorry for that bulldozer.